You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to Stuck, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. One of the interesting bits that people hardly ever hear about are tax credits for startups, and we're going to be talking about research and development tax credits. Who knew, right? Well, our special guest is Randy Lieberman from Earned. Thanks for coming, Randy.
Thank you for having me today.
First of all, let's tell people, what is a tax credit?
So in this case, it's a stimulus that promotes innovation in the United States. Any work that's done from ideation to development to testing that's done with the United States, whether by a company's own employees or independent contractors, that work should be eligible for a research development stimulus with the goal being to stimulate innovation and competitiveness of the United States. And the credits that are earned may be applied dollar for dollar against taxes, either payroll or taxable income, depending on the stage of the company.
And sometimes you can like carry it over to the next year or something, right?
So actually in both cases, if a company earns these credits, or they may actually apply them, they can carry them over for 20 years. So the carryover is quite substantial.
Okay, so this is something to have in your back file when you're filing your taxes. It's year five, and it's going to be your best year ever with lots of profits, right?
Absolutely. And for those companies that don't have profits yet, pre-revenue companies can actually use the credits to offset payroll taxes. So even though they may be pre-revenue or losing money, they actually can still benefit dollar for dollar for the tax credits up to a certain point to offset payroll, which stretches their dollars so that they have more opportunities for success and further innovation.
Okay, so some of these companies that are working in AI, for example, and they're doing software development and agentic development, they're paying developers to do these coding and research and stuff like that. And that those dollar amounts can be applied to these credits, right?
That's correct. So the money that they pay for wages, we would capture those dollars. We would also capture the dollars of independent contractors that are physically located in the United States. So if they're using contract research to augment their development efforts, we're able to capture that value. In the case of AI as well, to the extent that they are doing coding in the cloud, we're able to capture the investment associated with that cloud development effort as well. All of that goes into the bucket for qualified research, which is eligible for a federal credit, and depending on where the people are located, may be eligible for state level credits as well.
That's so good. How do people go about finding out how to apply for these credits?
So hopefully they call us. let's go for the quick answer. So the effort is we'll go in and we will meet with the company. We'll spend anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour at no cost discussing what kind of projects they are engaged in and whether or not they meet the criteria of being qualified research. Those are a four-part test. Under the presumption that they do meet the requirements, that work needs to be based on a hard science. So you mentioned AI, computer science, but it's beyond that. It could be engineering. It could be work that's based on physics, chemistry, or biology. It's really any work involved with either development of new or improved software, products, formulas, or technical processes. So manufacturing is also a great candidate. We'll go in, we'll look at the projects that they're working on. We'll look at the resources that are being, and expenses that are being associated with that work. We will then assist them in doing the associated calculations, help them do the documentation that's necessary to substantiate that effort. And then we will coordinate with their CPA of record and help them also to make the appropriate filings. If it's a more mature company, they may be able to take advantage of them immediately. If it's a startup, it may be that they need to make elections against payroll, and we'll help them make those decisions as well. And then, of course, there's also As necessary, we'll support them in their efforts for any type of capitalization work that they need to do. That requirement has changed in that it's not the same as, thanks to One Big Beautiful Bill, companies no longer have to capitalize over a 5-year period their R&D expenses. So now more companies we anticipate will even be taking advantage of this credit that, again, is money that they've earned that they're leaving on the table too often.
Okay. Well, this sounds like people should definitely contact you or a company like yours to find out about research and development tax
Absolutely.
credits. Any other tips for startups?
I think it's real important just across the board to be conscientious of, one, they need to make sure that all their employees have an employment agreement. It's something that I emphasize a lot, having a background in venture capital, in that your intellectual property is walking out the door if you don't have an assignment of venture clause with your employees as well as your independent contractors. So it's real important to take those considerations. I think other structuring decisions that companies make are also important to do sooner rather than later to make sure that, again, their investments are well placed, that they have the intellectual property, they have the associated rights as they're building out what they're trying to achieve.
Well, thank you so much, Randy Lieberman from Earned. We'll put information into comments so people can find you at some interesting links.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today.
And I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com and join us again next time for Stuck, Time to Improv.